I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to a Puckle Poke Quiz compilation. These are all segments from the Puckle Podcast, the other feed, where you can actually catch up on more recent Poke Quizzes. But these are Poke Quizzes from back in 2016. So keep in mind, all of this is just Gen 6 and prior, nothing Gen 7 and up. So hopefully you guys like it. So sit back and enjoy.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. We, of course, have our two co-hosts, Jushiro and Whimsicott. This is where we ask our co-hosts a few questions and they compete for points. So now we actually have announced prizes for the co-host for playing. The winner of this round of Puckle's Poke Quiz will be receiving an exclusive Puckle hoodie. The Etsy store, for those of you listening now, is going back online. It should be up by the time you guys are there. There are new shirts there. There's a Green Toro shirts. There's, of course, the old Puckle shirt, but there's a new Puckle shirt with different colors. That's essentially it. And then you've also got the Course of the Cola shirt on the store as well, so check that out. That is etsy.com/shop/PucklePodcast. You can also get there from PucklePodcast.com/ and then click on the store link. So please check that out if you get a chance. Every time you buy a shirt, it helps out the podcast. Just think about it that way. There should be some more stuff there by then, too. We'll find out. So Puckle Hoodie, that's what you guys are playing for. Currently, Jushiro is tied for first with Bosefist, so we'll see if maybe he can come out on top. Gator is in a close second with 9 points. Snag and Shamu are both tied for third place with 5 points. And Fluffiest and Maximus are tied for fourth place with 4 points. So let's see how we can shake things up today. Of course, as always, lower your browsers. You guys can't use that information. You have to use your innate Pokemon knowledge. And
it's okay. My plushies will tell me the answers. They're Pokemon. They know this stuff.
And Fluffy doesn't need medication at all.
And as of course, as always, you get 1 minute to answer each question. And you have one hint as well. So we will go ahead then and ask question number one. Hopefully this is easy. I'm not 100% sure if it is. What is the only region where you cannot find any vending machines?
You can find them in Unova. You can find them in Johto and Kanto. You can find them... Well, I have no idea if you can find them in Sinnoh... I think there are no vending machines in Kalos, actually.
You sure?
Do you remember any in Kalos?
I don't, actually, but then again, I never pay attention to vending machines.
I do, because it's so much more convenient to buy medicine from there. Let me think. Are there vending machines in Hoenn? Yes, there are on top of the store, yeah. I think.
If it's a general market, then there is a vending machine.
I think it's Kalos.
I think so, too. Is it big in Europe, vending machines?
Not as much as in America.
Okay, there we go. It has to be Kalos.
Is that the final answer, Kalos?
Yes.
That is correct. That is one question down. So that's 1 point for you guys. All right. So we're gonna go with a themed question here now. So Halloween's coming up. So I figured I'd ask you guys, which generation introduced the most dark type Pokemon?
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I feel like you can narrow out like two of them like right away.
Yeah, it's not Gen 1 or Gen 2.
Yeah.
Because Gen 1 had 0 and Gen 2 had like 2.
Yeah.
So
Tyranitar.
And Umbreon.
Umbreon. So my Tina in Hoenn.
Okay, so in Hoenn, well, we can't go and count them, but I'd say it's certainly not Kalos. I would say it's Unova, because you have the entire Hydreigon line, Scrafty, then Zoroark. You have Zoroark.
Yeah, it has to be Gen 5.
You have, I think there's something, the Crocodile line.
Yeah, you're right, it has to be
Gen 5.
All right. That is correct. Generation 5 was the most, with 16 Dark-type Pokemon introduced. Gen 1, obviously, was 0. But you were incorrect about Gen 2. It's like 6, actually. It's Sneasel, Houndour, Houndoom, Tyranitar, Murkrow, and Tyranitar. I think
Stay tuned for our forgettable Pokemon on our next topic.
Yeah, Houndour.
I mean, not forgot about him. All right. So moving on. So you got 2 points. I did not think you were going to get both of these. So you're farther ahead than I thought you'd be by now. This question is your bonus point question, but it's going to operate a little bit differently than your typical bonus point question. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to ask you the question flat out, and then I will give you one hint for free. With this one, you don't have to, it doesn't use your hint lifeline like it would typically. But it'll knock it down from 2 points to 1 point.
Okay.
Where I'll essentially give you more information for the question. All right. And then, of course, you can still use your hint after that as well. So we're going to jump right on in. It's a very simple question. Usain from Crystal Version is chasing Suicune. Where's his hometown? Usain's hometown, not Suicune's, obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, is the Generations anime canon? Because in Generations, he's from Acritic City, but...
No, in the games.
I'm guessing in the game, it's different.
Yes.
Okay, I remember him being friends with the ghost-type gym leader from Violet City.
Yeah.
So that might be it.
I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to tell you that's wrong, and then I'm going to give you more information.
Okay.
And now the question's worth 1 point.
Okay.
Okay, so he's from Crystal and HeartGold SoulSilver. Once you catch Suicune in Crystal Version, he will go to his hometown's Pokemon Center, where you can talk to him while he awaits you to catch Entei and Raikou. And in HeartGold SoulSilver, you and he encounter Suicune very close to his hometown before you catch
Suicune. Okay, he's from Celadon City.
That is correct. His hometown is Celadon City.
Okay.
So Usain is from Celadon City. It's an interesting factoid. I didn't know that until I was writing questions today. So, but yes, he is from Celadon City. So that's 1 point. So that's 3 points for you guys today.
Nice.
All right. So in question number 4, then, let's just go right on in. In Generation 2, lure balls were introduced, and they had a blue color, as well as having a different mechanic than they did in Generation 4. When they were introduced in Generation 4, though, they changed the color of the lure ball. What color did they change it to?
I think it's either yellow. Let's see. I have a mental picture of all the Pokeballs from an article I...
Lure balls are the ones that catch bug and water type, right?
No, that's a net ball.
No.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Lure balls were from the blue apricorns in Gen 2.
Yeah, I think the only green apricorn ball left was the friend ball. I remember because I love green, but there weren't a lot of green Pokeballs. And I like to like color coordinate Pokeballs with Pokemon.
That's interesting.
Yes. So I think it, like you said it, and I want to say yellow or red. Do you remember, Jishiro?
I have no idea. And it's sad because I played Gen 2 so much, I just can't remember.
This is actually Gen 4. This is Gen 4.
Yeah,
this
in Gen 2 it was blue. In Gen 4...
I'm going to need an answer. Pick a color.
Go with your gut.
Should I go for it?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll go with my gut, yellow.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. Oh. The answer is actually green. They changed it.
Oh, it was a green one.
It was green. They changed it from blue to green, unexplained why, and then Generation 5, they changed it back. So if you
why
transfer,
did I remember having another green Pokeball to choose from then?
If you, if you,
is it like a
because the lure ball was green?
Green.
The lure ball is green.
But is it like a Mark green?
What do you mean by Mark green?
The friend ball is Marky green, like
I don't
dark
know what that
green.
Means. It's like a it's like a I would say like a sea green, maybe I don't know. I mean I only have like
color.
8 crayons in the box. Okay.
Okay, you're a man. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I got 8 crayons in the box, and it's not a color of one of the cities in the Pokemon world. Okay.
Yeah, I only know like 7 colors.
So
you're guys. Like, I bet you don't know what a Peridot.
No,
color
not
is.
At all.
No, baby, this is fuchsia. You mean pink?
No, fuchsia. Oh, purple.
Yeah.
No, it's fuchsia. I give up.
Yep.
It's magenta.
Oh, God. Let's stop. Okay. So the answer is green. They did change it back, and in Gen 6 as well, it's green. Or no, blue. It's blue in 5 and 6. It's really weird. Final question. Which ghost-type Pokemon has the highest attack stat, highest base attack stat? As always, this includes Megas. This is
I
another
think
Halloween-themed
it's
question.
Mega Bonette, and if we answer this without the hint, we get the extra point, right?
Fine.
Yes.
I'll make that a rule.
You did it for Bow and Gator, so we have to. I'm 95% sure it's Mega Bonette. You sure?
Yeah, me too. I'm actually pretty sure too. It's Mega Bonette.
That is the correct. Yeah. Bonette is the highest attack stat. It has a base 165 attack.
Woo!
And I'll give you extra point because that's what you asked.
Woo!
Now nobody's going to use the hint. okay, so that gives you 5 points this week. So that actually bumps you guys up quite a bit. So there are new standings now. So in first place is Jushiro with 15 points.
Gracias.
In second place, we have Bosefus with 10 points. Tied for third are Gator and Fluffiest with 9 points. In tied for fourth place, we have Professor Snag and Dr. Shamu with 5 points. And in seventh, Mr. Maximus with 4 points. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. So that's where we're at right now. Jushiro is halfway to getting a Puckle hoodie right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz, where your host... or your co-host, I should say, will get quizzed on their Pokemon, innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, you guys have to lower your browsers and lower your, internets and stuff like that. No phoning a friend here.
All right, let me just close out of Hangouts right here. And
you guys, get to go ahead and, answer the questions. You're gonna get 5 of them. One of them is gonna be worth 2 points. And we'll see where we can go from here. Of course, you guys are competing to see the first person that gets the 30. And we are competing for an exclusive Puckle hoodie owned by nobody because it doesn't exist yet. But you'll get some exclusive Puckle swag if you win, if you're the first one to 30. Currently, Jushiro is in first place. So let's see if anybody can overtake him or at least tie him up today. So let's get to it, guys. Are you ready?
Born ready.
Okay.
All right. So question number one. I'm going to pitch you a softball here. What is the only mythical Pokemon obtainable via breeding? And of course, you have 1 minute to do this, and you have a hint as well.
Fionn.
It's Fionn.
That is correct. Fionn is the only mythical Pokemon obtainable via breeding. You can get it by breeding a Manaphy with a Ditto, as well as breeding a Fionn with a Ditto. It is very odd. Nobody understands why it's happening. Actually, its mythical status is debated.
That was, if you guys listen to the TCG cast, that was our question last TCG cast of Pokemon 15 questions. And I'd like to say that Sublime and I nailed that in like four. So that's just slacking here.
Moving on. So that's 1 point for you guys. All right. So let's move on then. Question number two. What dragon type Pokemon evolution line contains the only two dragon type Pokemon contained in the bug egg group?
Is it?
Oh, that's a Flygon.
Flygon.
Flygon line. Because I've a Braavon and Flygon are both classified as bug, I believe.
Are you sure? 100%?
Well, what? Dragonite? My Dragon? Like, you said what Dragon evolution line, right?
That's the whole line. Yeah, that's true. I just want to, like, make sure our ducks are in a row.
Because I'm just thinking, like, other Dragon, like, it could be one or two evolution, too. It doesn't have to be a three stage. But I don't think there's any of that really fit the category then.
Than those, so yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I just want to make sure we're not like jumping it right out of the gun, you know, if we have a minute to think about it. But yeah, I tend to agree. Is the flag online?
All right, is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm gonna say yes.
All right, Flygon line is correct. Vibrava and Flygon are the only two Dragon type Pokemon contained in the Dragon type A group. So good for you guys. All right, so we're gonna step it up here. This next question is worth 2 points. You have to name both Pokemon lines here. 1 point for each line. In Generation 4, there was a lack of fire types prior to the release of Pokemon Platinum available in-game. What were the only two fire type evolutionary lines that you can obtain prior to the Elite Four?
That would be Rapidash and Ponyta and the starter, Infernape.
Gen 4 is over my head, so...
I use the Rapidash, and the only other option is Infernape.
Is that your final answer?
But... Yeah. That's mine.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't play Gen 4.
That is correct. It is Rapidash and Infernape. You guys are going. That's 4 points right now. These questions were apparently...
I just knew Rapidash because I had a level 70-something one during my Platinum playthrough before I actually even beat the Elite Four.
All right. So. All right. So that's 4 points. Okay. Hopefully these next questions are at least somewhat more difficult for you. So question number four, what generation 2 Pokemon is classified as the kite Pokemon and can be seen as a parallel to Skarmory?
The kite Pokemon.
Is it Gligar? Or Gliscor?
No.
When did?
I don't know. I don't think it's Gliscor. I think it's like the bat Pokemon or something like that. With the question, what 2 Pokemon or what Pokemon?
No, just what generation 2 Pokemon?
Oh, Generation 2 Pokemon. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
is it Mantine?
Yeah, it's Mantine. Wait,
Mantyke?
Mantyke's not Generation 2. If Mantine is Generation 2, I'm just trying to run through all of them.
Is Mantine Generation 2? I think so.
I think it's Mantine. I don't really think of any other option that would make sense for the kite Pokemon. Plus, Mantine had that design anyways. So I'm going to go with Mantine.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Mantine is the kite Pokemon and seen as a parallel to Skarmory. They are both version exclusives, both flying types. So that's good. Okay. So that's 5 points for you guys there, and you still have the hint.
All right, Shamu, we're stumbling through this. All right.
So question number
five. We don't have to do that.
The last question you guys have here. What fighting type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Hariyama?
Wait, what would you say? I think
what
it cut out for
fighting type base Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Oh. Okay, it's either Hariyama or, I think it's Hariyama, though. Let me see.
Like, run it through your head.
I'm just trying to think of any other that are
There's
high.
Not, like, any legendaries or anything like that, or are we counting, like, do we count that? Thatch, do we count megas and stuff like that?
You can, yeah.
Megas don't have higher HP.
That's just always included.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if megas don't have higher HP.
No, then they won't be the same. I think it's Hariyama, actually, because I remember something from a while ago. So.
Should we use our hint? Are we doing that thing where we get a bonus point if we don't use our hint?
I think I'm going to until we hit 30 points this time because I broke the rules the first week. And
I want to try to go in without using the hint.
Yeah, but I mean, if we miss it, we don't get any points.
Well, if we use it and we get it, don't we lose the bonus point? Is that what I'm hearing? Or
yes.
So we can gamble here.
Either way, we're going to get 5 points even if we use the hint.
No, we get six. If we get it right and use the hint, we only get 6. If we get it right and don't use the hint, we get 7. But if we use the hint and get it wrong, we get 5.
I'd rather just stick with Hariyama.
You think? I mean, that's what my first thought was too, so.
I'm going to need to
sure, Hariyama. Hariyama.
Yep.
That is correct. Woo! So you guys just did another perfect score on Puckle Pokey Quiz. Apparently these questions were too easy.
Wait. Did Chambu and I get this perfect score the first time too?
No, it was somebody else. It was actually Jushiro and Bo. Wait, no, I don't remember.
No.
Maybe.
I was the first person to get a perfect score.
Never mind.
With somebody.
Me and Gator got perfect before that.
Yeah, it was me and Chambu.
Okay, so let's update the rankings here.
7 points for Gator. Thatch started this. We started this episode before we got recording. He's like, "You might be able to tie Jushiro today." No, I just passed Jushiro today.
Okay, so here we go. Let me total up these new points here. Okay, so we have a new point standing and a new leader with 16 points, and in first place we have Gator. In second place with 15 points we have Jushiro. In third place with 12 points we have Dr. Shamu. In fourth place we have Bosipus with 10 points. In fifth place we have the fluffiest Whimsicott with 9 points. In sixth place we have Professor Snag with 5 points, and in seventh we have Mr. Maximus with 4 points. So there we are now. We're only halfway there, though. Like, it's still anybody's game.
I got to say, though, with that trivia, that last one, I'm surprised you used that Pokemon, because I gave you that one trivia before.
Did
that,
you?
Yeah, I gave you a Hariyama one before.
I don't know. I don't remember.
And you changed it. It was too complicated.
On to the Poke Quiz, as always, is our show where we ask our co-hosts questions and they compete for points to see who can win. This month they are competing for Pokemon, what is it called? They are competing for a Puckle hoodie. I lied.
All right.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. So they are competing
you
for
you didn't
a,
even know what you made yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I haven't made it yet because I don't know what size the person that wins it is going to be. So
you might as well start printing that medium right now.
This is actually a very heated race right now. As always, there are 6 points up for grabs. You guys get one hint through the whole thing. The rule is if you don't use the hint and you get all 5 questions correct, you'll get an extra point. So you get 7 points total, but you have to get the rest of the points without the hint to be able to do that. So you can use it or lose it kind of thing. The rich get richer.
Could you repeat that for me, please?
So you have one hint throughout the game, and if you get all 6 points from all of the questions without using the hints, actually 5. I'll say 5 because the other one's like a bonus point.
Okay.
If you get all questions right, and you don't use the hint, you'll get an extra point.
Okay.
For a total of 7 points.
Here we go.
But all right. If you already missed one or something like that, you have to use the hint. So you have to, or you just lose the hint. So without further ado, we are going to jump right on in. All of these questions, or most of these questions, were brought to us by a listener, Shark Finnegan. So thank you to him for providing these questions. I edited them slightly so that they could be a little bit more show-friendly. So we're going to jump right on in. The entire theme is Alolan Pokemon for all these questions. So,
oh, no.
No. It's not about the Pokemon. They're just like lead-ups to it. He wrote them very well.
Okay.
Here we go. Crabrawler is a pure fighting-type Pokemon based on the coconut crab, who tends to stay on land and away from the sea. Hopefully this real-world influence won't keep him from learning Crab Hammer, a move I expect Crabrawler to hit hard with. What known Pokemon can learn Crab Hammer? And there are 3 evolutionary lines that can. 2 of them will get you 1 point, and all 3 will get you 2 points.
Okay. Crab Hammer. I'm pretty sure one of them has to be Krabby and Kingler. Right, Ethan?
Yeah, that was going to be my guess.
Yeah. I'm guessing Croton's line.
There you go.
Gets it. And
What's the big old rock crab?
Sorry, the thing that I hate?
Yes.
Okay, Binacle's line. You think that gets it?
That'd be my guess, yeah.
Okay, are those your final answers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you guys get 1 point. So both, you said Clauncher and Kingler, right? They both learned it?
No, what? I didn't say Clauncher.
Which one'd you say? Crawdont?
Crawdont.
Yeah, okay, Crawdont and Kingler are correct, and then Clauncher is the third. It is not Barbinacle.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed, because that's a special attacker.
My bad. Right? But he gets Crabhammer. Fun fact. All right. So that's
you
1 point for you guys.
You were barely off, though.
So you guys are still on the route? On the route to getting at least 5 points today.
Okay.
Cool, Here we go. So question number two. Alolan forms are reimaginations of older Pokemon, adapting to new environments with new typings. Interestingly, they aren't the first Pokemon to have received new forms in a future generation. Through Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire... Oh, well, this is where I'm changing the question. What Pokemon received new forms after already having several forms in Generation 3? So it had several forms prior to Generation 3 and gained new forms in Generation 3.
Gosh.
That doesn't make sense. It had forms in Generation 3?
It had several forms in prior to Generation 3 and then gained additional forms in Generation 3.
Prior to Generation 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, forms is not like parts of the evolution chain, just actual new forms.
Yeah, just forms. Like the Pokemon has different forms.
Unknown. It's unknown because it had all the letters of the alphabet, and then in Generation 3 it got the exclamation mark and the question mark.
That's really good. I totally would have forgotten about that.
Is that your final answer?
That's yeah, I would commit to that.
That is correct. Unknown is the Pokemon there.
Very nice.
So that's 2 points for you guys. Moving on up. So question number three then, moving right along. The version exclusive trailer provided us with the evolutions of Rockruff, as well as new monkey Pokemon with day/night themes, which seem to be persistent throughout Sun and Moon. Of the existing Pokemon to evolve, based on the time of day, either by holding stones or happiness at different times of days, which one has the highest HP stat?
Wow.
Okay.
And of course, don't forget you still have the hint if you want to use it.
Okay, let's think about it for our minute before we decide to use the hint. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Happiny only evolves during the day.
It's not a split. It's like this is a straight up, like, isn't there a split Evo chain for? No, that wouldn't even do it.
No,
I don't know.
Maybe keep talking.
No, I was just thinking like, no, I got nothing.
No. What did you mean?
Isn't there a bug type that has a split evolution chain that's day or night? Isn't like Dustox and Beautifly day or night or something?
No, it's not.
What is that? Oh no, okay. We got to do the hint.
Let's get the hint.
Do we get the 5 seconds and do we get an extension of the time?
You'll get another minute, yes.
Okay, let's do the hint then.
So the hint is this Pokemon evolves during the day. Its entire line originates from different generations. It's a 3-stage evolution.
It has to be Happiny then. It has to be the Chansey line.
Is that your final answer?
I'm willing to commit if you want to.
It fits the bill.
That is correct. Happiny has the highest HP stat of any Pokemon that evolves based on night or day.
You are so clutch, I don't even know what to do with myself.
That is 3 points right now. So question.
Well, we could have gotten that without the hint if we had been more sure of ourselves.
I should have believed in you.
I wasn't sure at all.
Question number four.
I'm the worst at these.
The Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire demo gave us the opportunity to use... the Sun and Moon demo. This is a typo on his part. Gave us the opportunity to use the Ash Greninja with Water Shuriken. Mm-hmm. Aerial Ace, Double Team, and Night Slash. That's its moveset. If you haven't played already, Ethan. Normally, Ash Greninja doesn't use Night Slash in the anime, but this other similar style normal type attack. What is this move?
Wow.
What move does Ash's Greninja know that is not Night Slash? If you've watched the anime at all, you should know this.
I don't watch the anime.
What?
I just watched the movies.
Okay, so it's
like night slash, but normal time.
Exactly. So it has to be something like slash or cut.
I was just going to say slash. I mean,
yeah.
Your guess is let's go with slash. Yeah.
Okay. Is that your final answer? Slash.
That's the final answer.
That is incorrect. The answer is actually cut. You were very close there. Ash's Grid Engine knows cut in the anime. It doesn't know night slash because I'm pretty sure in Japanese that translates to like stabbing someone in the night or something like that. Like being like a gangster that just like comes out and robs people in the night.
Yeah,
and they didn't want the kids to like see that in the anime. So
and then goes stabbing people in alleys.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And so they changed it to cut. And so when you get the Greninja, it's more appropriately equipped with Night Slash for its typing.
Okay.
All right. And so the last question is, so Decidueye is a grass type, grass ghost type Pokemon, I should say. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about ghost types. What ghost type has the highest base speed? And this, of course, is including Mega Evolutions as always.
Well, Mega Gengar is a good candidate.
That would.
Does
Shedinja have the same speed stats as?
I don't think so. As Ninjask, no, I don't think so.
I mean, it's probably Mega Gengar then, because you get that Mega Evo boost, and Gengar is already pretty zippy.
Yeah, Mega Banette is not that fast.
No.
And maybe not. That many ghost type Pokemon are as fast as Gengar to begin with.
No. What about any of them?
Legendaries? Well, yeah, Giratina is more bulky than speedy.
But
and
it still have like that legendary craziness speed just inherent. But Gengar is so zip. I would go with Mega
Nowhere
Gengar.
Nowhere near Mega Gengar.
Yeah.
Mega Gengar.
Yeah. That's your final answer.
Yeah.
That is correct. It is Mega Gengar. Fun fact, the next fastest Ghost-type Pokemon is regular Gengar. So you're doing pretty well
there. We thought so.
So that is it for this week. You guys got 4 points this week. You're doing pretty well. Actually, this time PokeQuiz is going really well. I'm very happy with it because it is absolutely going by it is far closer than it was last time. So let me list off what everybody is going on right now. Gator is in first place with 16 points. Jushiro is falling closely behind, though, in second with 15 points. In third place, Fluffiest Whimsicott moves up with 13 points.
Very nice.
In fourth place, we have Dr. Shamu with 12 points. In fifth place, we have Bosifus with 10 points. All these people are within 1 week of each other, by the way. Like, 1 week of first place at the top five. In sixth place, we have Snag with 5 points. In seventh place, tied for seventh place right now, we have Maximus and Ethan with 4 points.
I think I deserve this.
It's more points than you had last round, I'll tell you that much.
It's true.
Last time you only had two, and then we had to reset the ladder.
Thanks for the assist there, Whimsicott.
All right. So we are
It was my pleasure.
Welcome back, guys. We are here for Puckle's Poke Quiz, the quiz segment where we quiz your host on their general Pokemon knowledge. Always, the rules are lower your browsers, gentlemen. There are no peeking, no looking up anything allowed. You are also allowed 1 minute per question, and you get a hint. Now, if you get 5 points by answering all of the questions correctly and missing the bonus point, you are allowed to just save that hint and get an extra point with it. That's what we determine the rule is.
Okay.
There, so you can risk using it or risk not using it you want to. But we're gonna go ahead. I think these are very fair questions, and they're all based on Gen 6 this time because we are saying a farewell to Gen 6.
Woo!
Awesome. Now I just have to decide on my strategy. Should I try and get points for myself, or should I sabotage Jushiro and keep him
there? Don't you dare, mister. Because if you're gonna try and take me down, I'm gonna take you with me.
I think that was the point.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. So right now, I think Jushiro is in second place.
Yeah. We can't let Gator win again.
I think, yeah, he was, oh my gosh, I lost my sheet. But we'll figure it out. I'll give them an actual listing at the end of the show because I lost my exception with all everybody's points in it. I am so sorry. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and get to the show then. Here we go. So we're with question number one. 1 minute to answer this, gentlemen. So here we go. Since Generation 6 is coming to a close, let's take a look at the games that started this generation, Pokemon X and Pokemon Y. They were named after two letters, and the meaning of the names was revealed in an Iwata Asks video. What are the names Pokemon X and Pokemon Y based off of? That is the question.
All right. So
what is the reasoning for calling it X and Y?
I think it was for the for the graft, because of X, Y, and C for 3D.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. I'm not sure if that was the actual reason or if that was just a fan theory. I'm okay with that. Let's go with it.
Because I know it's not.
That's your final answer?
It's not female and male distinction. It has to be X, Y in a graph. Because
and then Z as well. So three, like something about dimensions and dimensional. Yeah. Yes, that's.
And we're gonna go with that.
Yes,
that is correct. It is because it is based off the Cartesian coordinate system, because these are the first 3D Pokemon games. So they wanted to use X and Y. That's what they explained to Iwata, and Iwata asks what the Cartesian or what it's based off of. So good. That's 1 point for you guys.
Yeah, just all like right. Pokemon Sun and Moon, all because right. That's when they finally found out that there was such a thing as a sun and a moon.
Yeah. all right. So question number two. Generation 6 introduced the fewest number of Pokemon in any generation to date. How many Pokemon did Generation 6 introduce, not including Megas?
72.
That's 1 point. But if you can, tell me how many Megas there are, you get a bonus point.
Oh. Okay, so the answer, there are 72 new Pokemon, we know that for sure.
How many Megas?
Oh, man, but Megas.
If we try to guess, take a point out?
No, well, you just won't get the bonus point. You just won't get the bonus point.
Okay.
Yeah, this is bonus.
This will still let you keep the hint option open if you get this wrong.
Wasn't it like 18 or something like that? It was in the teens.
Well, but don't forget, we're also including ones from Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
I don't think so, because we're focusing on X and Y.
No. This is Generation 6.
Okay, then it's a lot more than that. It's like 30 something.
I honestly think that... I want to say it's near 50, actually.
Really?
I don't know.
That much?
I'm going to need an answer in like 10 seconds. Yeah.
So, 32 okay. Pokemon.
Should we go with like...
Yep. You can guess.
Should we say like... Back.
That is unfortunately incorrect. 72 is the correct answer for the number of Pokemon obtained, obviously. You guys answered that before the timer even started. The number of Megas, though, you are very close, though, Snag. You are very close with your 52.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just went in the wrong direction from 50. The answer is actually 48. There are 48 Mega Evolutions and 46 Pokemon capable of Mega Evolution. If you would have said 46, I would have allowed it. But just because that's the number of Pokemon that are allowed to Mega Evolve.
Hey, that was still pretty close. I'll take
that. That was pretty close. I'm really impressed with that, honestly. that's supposed to be a little tougher to get. Okay, so moving on then. Question number three. So Generation 6 has been around for a while. And even with the release of Pokemon Sun and Moon, it's still the only worldwide release to this day of a Pokemon game. Sorry, Europe. what was the release day of Pokemon X and Y? Do you guys know that?
It was the same day as Smash. So it was November 18th?
November 18th this year. Before Thanksgiving. It was a week before Thanksgiving, whatever.
X and Y, not Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Oh, snap.
Oh, okay, sure, okay. So that would have been, it was still a fall release.
It was a fall release?
Have you done this one, or do you want to save it?
I have no clue for X and Y. That was a long time ago.
Man. Hang on, let me think here.
Was it October? Was it in October 12 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yes, it was. And then we just need the year. It would have been...
October 12...
2013, right? 2013?
I think so. I'm going to say yes, maybe.
I like it. Let's go with it.
Okay, October 12, 2013.
13.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys the point. because okay. That was amazing remembering. You were one day off, however.
Oh, one day off?
And you're one day off. It was October 13th.
Oh!
Okay. Wow.
Wait, let me double check, because there's going to be some guy that sends an email like, Thatch doesn't know what he's talking about. Thatch, why don't you ever fact check your question? Well, listener that's yelling that in their head, if I had this wrong.
It could have been that I got it in a midnight release or something, and that's why I recorded in my head that it was the 12th.
That could be correct, or it could also be that I remember recording the show. It was October 12th, actually.
Oh, yes!
100% correct.
I can't believe I remember that. And I have the camera
on.
So they could see that I did not cheat or anything. It just popped into my mind.
Okay, so that is correct. October 12th. Yep, there was a guy there that was for like a solid minute just yelling at me, telling me that I was wrong. Okay, question number four. You guys are at 3 points.
All right.
What is the Pokemon with the highest base speed that was introduced in Generation 6? This is not including Mega Evolutions.
Oh, yes, because there were no Mega Evolution. Right, okay, yeah. All right, so highest base speed.
From the new guys.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm trying to think. Like, Greninja would have had to been relatively fast, but I don't know if it was the fastest.
I don't think it was the fastest.
Oh, gosh, and I'm drawing a blank on Gen 6 Pokemon right now.
What Electrics do we have?
Dedenne, I don't think it was particularly fast.
Oh, snap.
Gosh, what else was there?
I can't recall.
I can't either. I don't think,
it wasn't a fairy.
Not Aegislash. Although Sylveon was pretty fast, but probably wasn't. What about any of the legendaries? Would, Xerneas or Yveltal be?
No.
Or, no. Should we use the hint now or save it for the next one? Or
man, I'm blacking out on this. I'm going to wait until the minute runs out.
I think we should take the hint.
Okay. Let's keep thinking until Thatch says okay. The minute is over.
Okay. I will do that. I will let you know.
Okay.
So what electrics do we have? Normally it's an electric type.
Yeah, usually. What about Talonflame? Speed's mostly.
It has to be Talonflame.
Yeah?
I think so.
I need 5 seconds.
Your call, man.
Do you want to use the hint anyway? Or do you want to guess Talonflame?
Guess Talonflame.
Talonflame.
That is correct. Yes! Talonflame was the fastest Generation 6 Pokemon introduced, not including the Megas. That would have been Mega Alakazam, actually.
Of course.
But. So Talonflame is actually the fastest non-Mega Pokemon introduced in Generation 6 with a base 126 speed. And then followed by that was actually Noivern with base 123.
Noivern, yeah.
There weren't a lot of Pokemon with over base 100 introduced in Generation 6. Yeah.
Now, are Jashira and I just blanking out on a lot of the electric Pokemon?
So none of the electric Pokemon from Generation 6 made it in there.
Okay.
Okay,
made it in above top 100 or base above one, base 100.
Yeah,
except for Dedenne.
I immediately jump into electric types since the two top fastest are, isn't it? Like in the Megas is Mega Manectric and non Megas is Electrode. Still, I think
Electrode is top 10 still, but with Megas involved. But so it is actually Talonflame. Good job there, guys. Ooh. All right, question number 5. Okay, so Mega Evolution, we're back on that. Big mechanic introduced in Gen 6. So lots of Mega Evolutions we just discussed. There are 48 of them. So 10 of these Mega Evolutions are of a particular type, which is also the most Mega Evolutions a particular type has. What type is it?
Can you say the question one more time?
So the most...
I think I get it.
That's fine. I said it in a confusing way. I apologize. So the most Pokemon, the Pokemon type with the most Mega Evolutions, what type is that? And there are 10 of them.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say water. We got Blastoise.
Okay.
We got Swampert. We
Blastoise, got Swampert.
Are we counting primals?
No primals. No. Don't include the primals.
Okay.
We got
Okay.
We got.
What about Dragon?
Dragon?
I feel like Dragon. Yeah. I feel like Dragon is. especially with the second part that he said about, like, I think it's something to the effect that, like, the most Pokemon in this group Mega Evolve. Dragons are already drawing from such a small pool. I mean, so you got Ampharos that turns into a dragon, you got Charizard that turns into a dragon, you have Rayquaza that turns into a dragon, Salamence.
Yeah. What else?
Altaria. Altaria, yep.
You've got 10 seconds.
Do you want to use the hint?
Let's go for it.
Or do you want to guess dragon? We use
the hint. I want to guess dragon and see if we can.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead.
Let's dragon.
Okay, let's guess. Dragon.
That is incorrect. Unfortunately. You were so close, but the answer is actually psychic.
Oh.
Psychic type has 10 mega evolutions. You have really? Alakazam. You've got, isn't that nuts?
I would have Slowbro. Never guessed that, yeah.
Slowbro. It's nuts. I when I saw the stat, I'm just like, that's really cool. You've got two Mewtwo megas.
Yep.
Right. And yes, I should have.
You've got Gardevoir, and then you've got Metagross,
Gallade,
and then you've got Gallade, both Latios and Latios and Gallade.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, now it's all coming together.
Yeah.
You have a lot of psychic types that get megas. But yeah, all right. But you guys got 4 points. I know that gives Snag 8, and I know that gives Jushiro something like 19.
number one again.
But unfortunately, my Excel sheet exploded, so I cannot tell you where everybody stands. I know Jushiro's in first.
Yeah.
I think Snag takes over in somebody. And so there's the standings, guys. And on to Puckle's Poke Quiz. So we're into Puckle's Poke Quiz here. And so this is the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, guys, as always, lower those browsers. You don't get to use that today. There are going to be 5 questions. You guys are going to be working as a team and trying to answer these questions. One of these questions will have a bonus point. You also have access to one hint if you need it. Now, if you get all of the questions correct without using the hint, you will be able to just cash that hint in for an extra point. So remember that. That's a new mechanic we came up with recently.
We can just choose not to use the point at all and just save it till the end.
Yeah. So if you have to get all 5, you have to get 5 points though to be able to cash the hint in for a point.
If that makes sense.
You have to get them all correct. You just don't have to get the bonus point. So we are gonna jump right on in then if you guys are ready.
Yep.
I have 5 questions here for you. All right. So, also, you guys are competing for it's first point. It's first to 30. Remember that. You are competing for a Puckle hoodie, custom made for you. I made one for myself, so I'm wearing it right now, actually. But you get a custom Puckle hoodie if you win. So the stakes are high. Nobody's like close to 30 yet. So it's still anybody's game, depending on how free and much you want a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to jump on in then. Okay, question number 1. I think this one's a pretty reasonable question. What is the highest level Pokemon owned by an NPC trainer in the main series games? 1 minute to answer this.
Is this anyone's question?
This is, you guys are working as a team.
Okay. I'd almost have to say, and I'm thinking Battle Chateau, X and Y, when you're like fully leveled up and you're the highest level that you can go in the Battle Chateau. I'm thinking one of Diantha's Pokemon is like in their 80s or even like Mount Silver Red Battle. Yeah, I feel like. Because they're in like their 80s.
Do we have to say the Pokemon or do we have to say the trainer?
Either one will be fine.
So yeah, I think because I haven't seen a trainer at all with any Pokemon level 80 or above except for Red in either Gold, Silver, Heart Gold, Soul Silver on top of Mount Silver.
Mm.
Unless you can think of anything else as well.
No, I was kind of thinking about 4th gen, but I said none of them even got that high. The highest I remember is 60 from that gen.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need an answer.
All right. I guess Red, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Gold, Silver.
That is correct, actually.
Yes.
Red's Pikachu is the highest level NPC in Heart Gold Soul Silver only. He got a buff in Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Yeah.
The Pikachu is level 88 in that game, which is the highest NPC Pokemon that you can ever battle in any Pokemon game. Except I believe there's a level 100 Arceus. There's a level 80 Arceus in Diamond and Pearl. And prior to Heart Gold Soul Silver, that was the highest level one you could do. And that was only at the naturally. With the Azure Flute that didn't exist. But yeah.
Naturally coming across it, no way.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah, you're not going to do that. All right. Good. You guys got a point then. All right. All right. So here we go. This one, I think this is going to be tailoring to you, Viger.
Oh, boy.
Question number two. Who is the lightest Steel-type Pokemon by weight? Like, who weighs the less Steel-type?
Oh, man.
Okay, that's... Let me think.
It's not Steelix.
At first I was thinking Magnemite, but then I'm thinking unevolved, incredibly teeny-weeny Pokemon. And I'm thinking Klefki.
How much does Klink weigh?
Klink, well, there's two gears to that body, so I want to say probably 10-ish pounds, maybe. Let me Google. No. I'd almost have to say it would be Klefki, because he's just incredibly small for his size. I know Magnemite weighs at about, 5 to 10 pounds, but Klefki's even smaller than Magnemite. And I want to say, because I've never seen any other Steel-type Pokemon as small as Klefki, unless you can think of another, super lightweight Steel-type Pokemon.
Nah, like, Klink's the only one I was thinking of when I was thinking small, because everybody else is pretty big.
We're looking for an answer.
I'm almost having to say Klefki's about even smaller than one Klink body, so I'd almost have to say Klefki.
Didn't he say, wait, was it weight or size?
And that's what I'm saying is, Klefki is incredibly small. Like, one of the gear bodies for Klink, Klefki's smaller than that, I believe. So, Klefki?
Yeah, I can go Klefki.
Klefki.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Klefki is pretty light. It only weighs 3 kilograms, or 6 pounds, which is still pretty heavy for keys, honestly, 6 pounds. But the lightest one is actually Jirachi.
At 2.4 pounds. I keep forgetting Jirachi's part steel type.
Yeah, Jirachi is steel type, and he weighs only 2.4 pounds.
Did not even cross my mind there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's incorrect. So you guys get knocked out of the running for using that hint as an extra bonus point. So you can use the hint now whenever you need to.
We can still use it, right?
Yeah, you can still use the hint. You just can't cash it in for an extra point. So if you don't use it, you lose it, essentially.
Ah.
All right. So this is this next one is going to be a little bit easier, hopefully. This is a pretty standard question. I like to include one of these in there just to try to give people a better idea for Pokemon and their bulkiness and stuff like that. Including Mega Evolutions and also now Generation 7 Pokemon, what normal-type Pokemon has the highest base defense?
Highest base defense?
Right. You said including Gen 7?
Including Mega Gen Evolution. 7, but I'll tell you right now that it's not Gen 7.
So it can also be a Mega Evolution Pokemon as well.
Okay, base defense.
Yeah, highest base defense of a normal-type Pokemon.
Biggest...
You know,
bulkiest.
It's funny, I can tell you the regular special defense, but I can't tell you regular defense.
Really? Well, special defense is easy, because that's like Chansey or Blissey.
Right? Yeah, but they're not normal type anymore, I think. Are they normal type?
Yeah, they're still normal
Chansey
type.
Still.
They're still normal type, okay.
Yeah, both of them are. Just the Wigglytuff line got fairy type added to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, but base defense, physical defense, normal type... So I'm thinking large, bulky, normal types.
Also, don't remember you have your hint as well.
True.
And he also said including, it could be Audino, Mega Audino.
Audino? Yeah. Maybe.
That has a big special defense.
I'm going to need an answer here in the next 20 seconds.
I'll leave this one to you, Maximus, because you seem to know a little bit more about stat distribution than I do in this department.
I'm
going to
go with, because I'm trying to remember the one I built. I think it could be Mega Audino. I'm thinking, but
I'm going to need an answer.
Go for it.
Yeah, Mega Audino.
That is correct. Mega Audino has the highest base defense of any normal type Pokemon with a base 126 defense, which is actually really paltry compared to other types. Like, I was looking through it and I'm like, wow, there are no defensive normal type Pokemon.
Nope.
I think the next one was Regigigas with like base 110. And then the one after that was Slaking with 100. Then everything else is lower than 100. And it's just like, there are just no bulky normal type Pokemon.
Nope.
Okay, no, that's good. That gives you guys 2 points for the day, though. That's 2 points.
There we go.
So here we go. We're going to ask you question number 4. Now this one's going to include a bonus point, and this one's a little bit different than our normal questions.
Oh,
so
boy.
Excluding Arceus, the Chansey evolution family has the most in-game items associated with them. This also includes type Null now. He has just as many items as Arceus. Not type Null, Silvally, I should say.
There are four
in-game items associated with the Chansey line. I'm going to say one for breeding, one for evolution, and two for battle. What are these items? And so this is the way it's going to go. You can get 2 points from this question. You'll get 1 point if you name two of these items. You'll get your extra point if you just name one of these additional items. And if you name all four, you get bragging rights, and you can tell everybody else that you got them right.
Okay. So,
well, I know. I think one of them, the
lucky egg Disney and the punch. Oval stone, the lucky egg and the oval stone.
Oh, well, there you go.
Those are two of them. So,
there's the punching item that you, because I remember getting that. What's that called? Like Dizzy Punch? It's the item makes Chansey get hits.
That's a Dizzy Punch is a TM, or at least it's an attack.
Yeah, attack. But it's like a boxing glove. Spring, like,
I've never seen that sort of thing before.
Also, remember, you still have the hint as well.
Recently in Pokemon Moon, I remember that.
So, I know it's got 1 point at least, but so Lucky Egg, Oval Stone, then there's two attack related items for the Chansey Blissey line. And I'm drawing like a massive, massive blank right here.
One for breeding, one for evolution, and two for battle.
One for evolution is the oval stone. I know the lucky egg is just doubles the up.
That boxing glove one. I just can't think of the
name. I'm going to need an answer, or you're going to need to use the hint. One of the two.
We could double points.
Is this worth using the hint on?
If we could double points if we use the hint.
Yeah. You want the hint?
Make up that 1 point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say these are all luck-based items. They're all most of them are luck-based. They're luck is in the name.
Okay. So yeah, Lucky Egg is
punch.
One.
There we go.
Lucky Punch is the third. The Lucky Egg.
And then four
egg.
Will just give you bragging rights if you can think of it.
If we could find it. So we have Lucky Egg, Lucky Punch, the Oval Stone, which evolves Happini into Chansey.
Mm-hmm.
One more after that.
Wait, how does Chansey turn into Bliss?
I think High Friendship.
Yes. I'm gonna cut you guys off there because I gave you 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you do get both points because Lucky Punch, Lucky Egg, and Luck Incense are three of those items. Lucky Eggs are always found on Chansey in the wild. Lucky Punches are as well. It gives Chansey like high critical hits, which is really weird. Mm-hmm. The Oval Stone, mm-hmm. as Viger mentioned, evolves Happini into Chansey. The fourth, which I'm really surprised you guys didn't get, is the Luck Incense.
Now, see, I didn't think the incense was like...
Yeah.
It's the one for related. Breeding.
But yeah, the one for breeding.
Because it only works with Chansey. Mm-hmm. But yes, you got 2 points, though, so that gives you a total of 4 for the day so far, so good job there. And you have 1 question left.
All right.
So hopefully you guys can get this. I think you can. So question number 5. What is the highest level a Pokemon evolves from its base form to its stage 1 Pokemon form? What is the highest level that will occur at?
So the highest first...
Can you repeat that one more time? Because
it's the highest...
Yeah, that's fine. What is the highest level that a Pokemon will evolve from its base form into its final form at?
See, to its final form?
It's a stage now. 1. I gave that away, but...
Was it Volcarona, isn't it?
I'd almost have to say it's Hydreigon because that's in Hydreigon's in the 60s. That
base form, base form to
one? Oh stage
Wait, you
one.
Say in the stage one or
yeah into
two
stage one
into
into stage one into stage
stage one.
See
okay,
Hydreigon, that's stage two.
Yeah, that's a stage two. Never mind. He said final form, and that's what
Final form.
So it's a two. It can only be like a two stage evolution.
From its base form to its final form.
Okay.
I think it's.
I apologize. That was my poor wording.
Then yeah, I would almost have to say it would be Larvesta to Volcarona. But then, what level does that occur at?
We don't need the level.
Oh, I thought that's what the question was asking.
No, I mean, I don't, not what level, just which Pokemon.
Which Pokemon? Then I would have to say, yeah, Volcarona.
Is that your final answer?
Maximus?
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind.
It is Volcarona, Larvesta to Volcarona, and that happens at level 59.
All right.
So that gives you guys 5 points. 5 points. And so that, let me update my chart real quick, and then we'll wrap up this segment here. So that actually, well, first of all, that puts Vigor on the board. so Vigor is on the board with 5 points. That puts Vigor on the board with 5 points. Maximus, you're getting 5 points added to your score of 4 previously, so that gives you 9 points. And so our standings are the following. Once I click the sort button here. We're going to sort by column B, and we're going to go from largest to smallest. And Jushiro is in first place with 19 points. Gator falling closely behind with 16. Whimsicott in third place with 13 points. Shamu in fourth place with 12 points. Bosefus in fifth with 10. Snag and Maximus tied for sixth place with 9 points. Vigor in eighth place with 5 points. And Ethan in ninth place with 4 points. So good job there, guys. Also, you're all very close to, like, taking over first place, like, regardless of who all you are, right. You're just a few shows away. Nobody's like destroying it like Gator was before. So that's it for Poke Quiz this week, guys. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.